Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast Series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. January, faithful in the storm.
Where the empty spaces. Hello, and welcome to day number 134 of our Through the Bible in a Year reading program. Today we are reading from the book of 1 Samuel, chapters 9 through 11. And these chapters narrate Saul's rise as the first king of Israel. It marks a significant transition from the area of the judges to the monarchy in Israel. Chapter 9 introduces Saul. He's a handsome young fellow from the tribe of Benjamin. And as he searches for his lost donkeys, his father's lost donkeys is when we meet him, and leads him to Samuel, who, informed by God beforehand, recognizes Saul as the future king of Israel. And chapter 10 describes Saul's anointing by Samuel. And it also concludes with Samuel publicly selecting Saul as king, although Saul hides among the baggage when his name is called. Chapter 11 tells of Saul's first major test as a leader in Israel. The Ammonite king Nahash besieges Jabesh-Gilead and threatening its inhabitants with cruel terms for surrender. The people of Jabesh send messengers throughout Israel, and Saul hears the news, being filled with the Spirit of God, leads to decisive victory against the Ammonites. Let's go to our reading. Start in 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1. Now there was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zeror, the son of Bechorath, the son of Aphiah, the son of a Benjamite, a mighty man of valor. He had a son whose name was Saul, an impressive young man, and there was not amongst the children of Israel a more handsome person than he. From his shoulders and upward, he was taller than any of the people. The donkeys of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. Kish said to Saul, his son, "Now take one of the servants with you and arise and go look for the donkeys." He passed through the hill country of Ephraim and passed through the land of Shalishah, but they didn't find them. Then they passed through the land of Shalim, and they weren't there. Then he passed through the land of the Benjamites, but they didn't find them. When they had come to the land of Zuph, Saul said to his servant who was with him, "Come, let's return, lest my father stop caring about the donkeys and be anxious for us." The servant said to him, "Behold, now there is a man of God in this city, and he is a man who is held in honor. All that he says surely happens. Let's go there. Perhaps he can tell us which way to go." Then Saul said to his servant, "But behold, if we go, what should we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our sacks, and there is not a present to bring to the man of God. What do we have?" The servant answered Saul and again said, "Behold, I have in my hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver. I will give that to the man of God to tell us our way." In earlier times in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, he said, "Come, let's go to the seer." For he who is now called a prophet was before called a seer. Then Saul said to his servant, "Well said, come, let's go." So they went to the city where the man of God was. As they went up the ascent to the city, they found young maidens going to draw water and said to them, "Is the seer here?" They answered them and said, "He is. Behold, he is before you. Hurry now, for he has come today into the city for the people who have a sacrifice today in the high place. As soon as you have come into the city, you will immediately find him before he goes up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat until he comes, because he blesses the sacrifice. Afterwards, those who are invited to eat, now, therefore, go up, for at the time you will find him." They went up to the city. As they came within the city, behold, Samuel came out towards them to go up to the high place. Now the Lord had revealed to Samuel the day before Saul came, saying, "Tomorrow, about this time, I will send you a man out of the land of Benjamin, and you shall anoint him to be prince over my people Israel. He will save my people out of the hand of the Philistines, for I have looked upon my people because their cry has come to me." When Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said to him, "Behold, the man of whom I spoke to you, he will have authority over my people." When Saul approached Samuel in the gateway and said, "Please tell me where the seer's house is," Samuel answered Saul and said, "I am the seer. Go up before me to the high place, for you are to eat with me today. In the morning, I will let you go and will tell you all that is in your heart. As for your donkeys, who were lost 3 days ago, don't set your mind on them, for they have been found. For whom does all Israel desire? It is not you and all your father's house." Saul answered, I am not a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribes. Am I not a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribes of Israel? And my family, the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin. Why then do you speak to me like this? Samuel took Saul and his servant and brought them into the guest room and made them sit in the place amongst those who were invited, who were about 30 persons. Samuel said to the cook, bring the portion which I gave you, of which I said to you, set it aside. The cook took on the thigh and that which was on it and set it before Saul. Samuel said, behold, that which has been reserved, set it before yourself and eat, because it has been kept for you for the appointed time. For I said, I have invited the people. So Saul ate with Samuel that day. When they had come down from the high place into the city, he talked with Saul on the housetop. They arose early, about daybreak. Samuel called to Saul on the housetop, saying, get up, that I may send you away. Saul arose, and they both went outside, he and Samuel together. As they were going down at the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, tell the servant to go on ahead of us. He went ahead. Then Samuel said, but stand still first, that I may cause you to hear God's message. Chapter 10. Then Samuel took the vial of oil and poured it on his head, then kissed him and said, hasn't the Lord anointed you to be prince over his inheritance? When you have departed from me today, then you will find two men by Rachel's tomb on the border of Benjamin at Zilzah. They will tell you, the donkeys which you went to look for have been found, and behold, your father has stopped caring about the donkeys and is anxious for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Then you will go on forward from there, and you will come to the Oak of Tabor. Three men will meet you there, going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three young goats, and another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a container of wine. They will greet you and give you two loaves of bread, which you shall receive from their hand. After that, you will come to the hill of God, where the garrison of the Philistines is, and it will happen, when you have come there to the city, that you will meet a band of prophets coming down from the high place with a lute, a tambourine, a pipe, and a harp before them, and they will be prophesying. Then the Lord's Spirit will come mightily on you. Then you will prophesy with them and will be turned into another man. Let it be, when these signs have come to you, that you do what is appropriate for the occasion, for God is with you. Go down ahead of me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down to you to offer burnt offerings and go to sacrifices of peace offerings. Wait 7 days until I come to you and show you what you are to do. It was so that when he had turned back his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart, and all those signs happened that day. When they came there to the hill, behold, a band of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came mightily on him, and he prophesied amongst them. When all who knew him before saw that, behold, he prophesied with the prophets, then the people said to one another, what is this that has come out to the son of Kish? Is Saul also amongst the prophets? One from the same place answered, who is their father? Therefore it became a proverb, is Saul also amongst the prophets? When he had finished prophesying, he came to the high place. Saul's uncle said to him and to his servant, where did you go? He said, to seek the donkeys. When he saw that they were not found, we came to Samuel. Saul's uncle said, please tell me what Samuel said to you. Saul said to his uncle, he told us plainly that the donkeys were found, but concerning the matter of the kingdom of which Samuel spoke, he didn't tell him. Samuel called the people together to the Lord of Mizpah, and he said to the children of Israel, the Lord of the God of Israel says, I brought Israel up out of Egypt, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the land of all the kingdoms that oppressed you. But you have today rejected your God, who himself saves you out of all your calamities and your distresses. And you have said to him, no, set a king over us. Now, therefore, present yourselves before the Lord by your tribes and by your thousands. So Samuel brought all the tribes of Israel near, and the tribe of Benjamin was chosen. He brought the tribe of Benjamin near by their families, and the family of the Merarites was chosen. Then Saul, the son of Kish, was chosen. But when they looked for him, he could not be found. Therefore they asked of the Lord further, is there yet a man to come here? The Lord answered, behold, he has hidden himself amongst the baggage. They ran and got him there. When he stood amongst the people, he was higher than any of them from his shoulders and upward. Samuel said to all the people, do you see him who the Lord has chosen, that there is no one like him amongst all the people? And the people shouted and said, long live the king. Then Samuel told the people the regulations of the kingdom and wrote it in a book and laid it up before the Lord. Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his house. Saul also went to his house in Gibeah, and the army went with him, whose hearts God had touched. But certain worthless fellows said, how could this man save us? They despised him and brought him no tribute, but he held his peace. Chapter 11. Then Nahash, the Ammonite, came up and encamped against Jabesh-Gilead. And all the men of Jabesh said to Nahash, "Make a covenant with us, and we will serve you." Nahash the Ammonite said to them, "On this condition, I will make it with you, that all your right eyes be gouged out. I will make this dishonor all Israel." The elders of Jabesh said to him, "Give us 7 days that we may send messengers to all the borders of Israel, and then if there is no one to save us, we will come out to you." Then the messengers came to Gibeah of Saul and spoke these words in the ears of the people, when all the people lifted up their voices and wept. Behold, Saul came following the oxen out of the field, and Saul said, "What ails the people that they weep?" They told him the words of the men of Jabesh. God's spirit came mightily on Saul when he heard these words, and his anger burnt hot. He took a yoke of oxen and cut them in pieces, then sent them throughout all the borders of Israel by the hand of messengers, saying, "Whoever doesn't come out after Saul and after Samuel, so shall it be done to his oxen." The dread of the Lord fell on the people, and they came out as one man. He counted them in Bezek, and the children of Israel were 300,000, and the men of Judah 30,000. They said to the messengers who came, "Tell the men of Jabesh-Gilead, tomorrow, by the time the sun is hot, you will be rescued." The messengers came and told the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. Therefore, the men of Jabesh said, "Tomorrow we will come out to you, and you shall do with us all that seems good to you." On the next day, Saul put the people in three companies, and they came into the middle of the camp in the morning watch and struck the Ammonites until the heat of the day. Those who remained were scattered, so that no two of them were left together. The people said to Samuel, "Who is he who said, 'Shall Saul reign over us?' Bring those men that we may put them to death." Saul said, "No man shall be put to death today, for today the Lord has rescued Israel." Then Samuel said to the people, "Come, let's go to Gilgal and renew the kingdom there." All the people went to Gilgal, and there they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal. They offered sacrifices of peace offerings before the Lord, and there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly. Well, there's our reading today, 1 Samuel chapters 9 through 11. Let's finish up with a couple of thoughts for today. Saul's initial encounter with Samuel during a mundane task, he was looking for donkeys, leads to a life-changing direction. Reflect on how God has guided you in what may have seemed to be, you know, ordinary or boring moments or decisions. And how does that shape your awareness of God's presence and guidance in all aspects of life? An idea for a bit more study today, if you'd like to do so, study the transition from the area of judges to the monarchy in Israel, and, you know, focus on theological, social, and the political implications of that, and compare Israel's monarchy with those of the surrounding nations to understand the unique aspects of being a king under God's rule. Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word. Even if the drums stop beating, my soul